was a truly hospitable Wai'anae welcome for the Hokulea at Poka'i Bay. Here's Wai'anae native and crew member Sam Kapoi.
It's awesome to see community get like this, get together like this, because you hardly see this nowadays.
Hokulea's three-year worldwide trip brought a renewed sense of accomplishment to the voyaging community. It also created an opportunity for master navigators like Nainoa Thompson to pass the reins of leadership on to the next generation.
If we fail at getting young people opportunity and access to the Borjukudas, not just to sail it, but to lead it, if we fail at that, then we failed everything.
For Wai'anae, that responsibility fell on the shoulders of 33-year-old Kainana Kanealoha. He captained the Hokulea as it pulled into Poka'i, something he jokingly admits he never imagined doing before joining the voyaging community.
I only seen Hokulea on TV, on magazines. I thought you had to be related to Kamehameha or Nainoa Thompson or something to get on board these vessels.
Hoki! Hoki! Hoki!
The Wai'anae native joined the voyaging Ohana in 2001 and recently trained under master navigators like Thompson on Hokulea's trip around the world. And when it was time to bring Hokulea back to Wai'anae, Thompson knew na Kanealoha was ready to lead.
It's not like we gave him the opportunity to captain. He earned it. He deserved it. I know him. He didn't want me to cut in because he wanted to prove to me he could do it. And so I didn't say a word. You saw the arrival. It was perfect.
Dozens of community members from up and down the leeward coast prepared food, made lei, memorized chants, and practiced hula, all to ensure a proper welcoming of the voyaging canoe and its crew members. Here's Kapoi.
I mean, we're talking about guys that don't even do this kind of stuff every day, you know, and for everybody to get together on this common goal, you know, is amazing for sea. You know, it really gives me hope that our people still care, you know, about our culture.
The scene was reminiscent of Hokulea's maiden voyage from Hawaii to Tahiti more than 40 years ago, says Vicky Holt Takamine.
When Hokulea was being planned and was being built, nobody thought that they would ever make it to Tahiti. All of us watched them land in Tahiti with the thousands of people. I still get choked up, okay? That welcomed them to the shores, and what a wonderful welcoming for them.
The Malama Honua Worldwide Voyage has given up-and-coming voyagers like na Kanealoha a strengthened sense of purpose. He's become a role model for future generations in his community.
They don't have to be voyagers or whatnot, but you know, create your own stars, follow your own constellations, live your dreams. Dreams are meant to be lived. Today I did. I lived the dream. This was one of my dreams, to bring her home.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.